Thank you, Rick. Thank you for helping us remember Sylvia Platt on this day. I do welcome all of you to our service this morning. It's good to see you on this very bright, sunshiny day. We'll be singing our opening hymn in a few minutes, and when I show you him with the title, Morning So Fair to See, you know you're always rolling the dice at this time of year, but in this time, they came up just right. I extend a special welcome to any of you visiting today, whether you're here for the first time or back from a previous visit. We're very glad to have you with us, and we invite you to come and join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room, get to know us a little better. If you have any questions, you'd like some more information about both this church and our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, stop by our newcomers table and someone can meet and greet you there, answer questions that you may have. We're going to be receiving new members into our congregation, I believe on the 15th of November. And so if you're interested in becoming a member and wish to be received and recognized at that time, you can fill out a little form there just to let our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, and I know about that so we can be in touch with you. I'll be continuing the second installment on our three-part introduction to Unitarian Universalism this Sunday. It starts at 11:30. Even if you did not make the first one, you're invited to come in for this one. We'll be looking at some of the more contemporary strands in today's Unitarian Universalism. That'll be in the dining room, or the fellowship room across from the dining room at 11:30 today. It's very good to see all of you, to have you here together. This is our Give the Choir a Break Sunday. We'll be hearing some fine music a little later by Jonathan Orr. That means for our hymns, you guys get to be the choir of the whole for the whole service. So let's sing together hymn number 42, Morning So Fair to See.